With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Senior administration officials are to meet with the Chinese delegation on Monday in London for the next round of trade talks between Washington and Beijing. Correspondent Ken Lorman has a preview.
The meeting comes after a phone call between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Thursday, which Mr. Trump described as a very positive conversation. The two countries are attempting to break an impasse over tariffs in global supplies of rare earth minerals. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One Friday, Mr. Trump said Xi had agreed to restart exports of rare earth minerals and magnets to the U.S., which China has slowed, threatening a range of U.S. manufacturers that relied on the crucial materials. Ken Lorman reporting.
A federal judge has approved a groundbreaking settlement worth nearly $3 billion to allow for student-athlete compensation.
A federal judge has signed off on arguably the biggest change in the history of college sports, clearing the way for schools to begin paying their athletes millions of dollars as soon as next month. U.S. Judge Claudia Wilkin approved the final proposal that had been hung up on roster limits. The sweeping terms of the so-called House settlement include approval for each school to share up to $20.5 million with athletes over the next year and $2.7 billion to thousands of former players who were barred from that revenue for years. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Ukraine says a large Russian drone and missile attack has targeted the eastern city of Kharkiv, killing at least three people and injuring 21. Local Ukrainian officials say it all happened yesterday. This year's Boulder Jewish Festival in Colorado being reimagined to focus on community healing. This after an attack during a weekly gathering of a group that has been calling for Hamas to release Israeli hostages. This is SRN News. Attorneys for a woman who sued Kentucky seeking to overturn its abortion ban have dropped their challenge. The lawyers have not given a reason for seeking to drop the case. The lawsuit had been filed last year in state court in Louisville on behalf of a woman who was 7 weeks pregnant at the time. The American Civil Liberties Union, which had represented the woman, says it will not be providing additional details about the dismissal. Kentucky bans abortions except to save the life of the mother or to prevent disabling injury. For the third consecutive year, Louisiana lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have allowed young victims of rape to get an abortion. The legislation would have added cases where a girl is under the age of 17 and impregnated as a result of rape to the narrow list of exceptions for the Louisiana abortion ban. The law went into effect in 2022 following the Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. The only exceptions to the ban are if there is a substantial risk of death or impairment to the mother. This is SRN News. Boxing is back at Boston's Fenway Park. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
After 70 years, boxing has returned to Fenway Park in Boston, the oldest ballpark in Major League Baseball. Boxer Alexis Bolduc's fourth professional fight is at Fenway.
And it's super exciting to be able to fight at Fenway, such an iconic venue.
Since new owners took over Fenway in 2002, the park has become a place for more than just Red Sox games, but for concerts and other sporting events like hockey and snowboarding. I'm Donna Warder.
Today is Sunday, June the 8th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including singer Nancy Sinatra. She is 85 years old today. Cartoonist Scott Adams, remember Dilbert? Well, he's 68. Comedian Keenan Ivory Wayans turns 67 today. Actor Frank Grillo is 60. This is SRN News.